And we are back on the KYMM Morning Show, and we're joined in studio by a special guest, Galen Mollica. Good morning, Galen.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
The man of many hats.
Yes, absolutely.
We have you. Today we invited you on to talk about Age-Friendly Northfield. We're checking in with folks from Age-Friendly Northfield each month, and you get to be their spokesperson. Might have a few county questions for you as well at the end of the interview,
but absolutely,
we appreciate you cooperating with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so thank you for having us and having the Age-Friendly committee members here. I think weekly they've been coming in giving some updates. As we get older, and yes, Jeff, you are age-friendly. as we get older, we have to think of, getting older, and if we want to stay in our own homes, how do we do that? So there's lots of things to think about as we get older.
Yeah,
and
how do we do that? Yeah, we all get older, and you know, it just brings with it a different set of challenges, and it's different. Just like anything in life, it's different for people in different situations. But when you talked about Age-Friendly Northfield, I really like the program, and Northfield does have an aging population with the baby boomers up and such. So there are some things. Let's start off by talking about the resource guide that Age-Friendly Northfield now has out.
Yeah, so Age-Friendly. So there's a committee of Age-Friendly. David DeLong is the chair. There's many people on it, but we're always looking for more people to join us. So if they are willing, anybody that's willing, can certainly go to our webpage and find the contact numbers to join. But the resource guide was put together as a resource guide for aging folks. And in it, it has all sorts of contacts from people that do plumbing that are age-friendly, from doing construction work, remodeling, transportation,
just all kinds of resources that
absolutely that you don't have to go and search
for.
It's you know, at your fingers resource guide. I think it's been updated once and it's going to get updated again.
Okay.
So also, if there is a business out there that would like to be put in here, they're able to there again, go to the webpage and contact. All of the people that are in this resource guide have been vetted. They're legit businesses, they're upstanding businesses, they're age-friendly businesses. They've all been vetted before they go in the into the resource guide.
And where can they pick that up at?
So, obviously, at 50 North, there are
a stack of
them.
Sure,
I think there
stand.
May be some over at the library.
Okay.
But, again, they could even call. One of us could probably drop it off to somebody. If need be, or get it in the mail form.
And that wonderful resource guide there, I've looked through it. We have a copy of it right here. I'd like to thank Patty Cernia for dropping that off. But that is, it's just filled with services and such. And, you know, as Northfield ages and just people in general, population ages, once again, you're set looking at a new set of challenges, and some of those challenges may be involving mobility or something along that line.
Absolutely.
And the city does have
Habitat for Humanity has
some programs to help you out.
Yeah, so they've got some funding available and for staying in place, aging in place. Everybody wants to stay in their own home as long as possible. So with that, as you said, there's different challenges and having to do things differently. Sometimes you have to put grab bars, build a ramp to get in your house, et cetera, et cetera. So with that, there is fundings available, some grant money is available to do those things. We know it costs money, and usually when age-friendly people are no longer working, they're on a fixed income. And so those programs are there and available to help them out.
All right. And are those to look into those grants to see what might be available? Is that on the city's website, on the Age-Friendly website, Habitat?
Yep. So I think it might be on the on the age-friendly website. Certainly is on the city website. And the city has done a great job of getting that word out. And then, of course, the Habitat for Humanity website would have information.
All right. You can find out more information there.
Sure.
I want to also talk to you about telemedicine.
Sure.
What is that program about?
Well, you know, telemedicine has actually existed for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
However, not a lot of people knew about it until we had COVID. And with COVID, it kind of put it to the forefront. People making their appointments and doing them virtually, and also by the phone. And so there is also a telemedicine guide card that's available that we put out. At the bottom of it, it has a spot for writing your provider's name, you know, a line of clinic, the phone number, or your doctor's name and phone number. There's a lot of things that can be done virtually nowadays that we never thought we could do. I mean, Zoom and video conferencing is another situation where businesses didn't really use that. Now they've realized, wow, we don't have to travel to California to have a meeting. We can do it virtually. So the same with telemedicine. You're able to meet your doctor online and take care of things. Obviously, we know there's things you have to go in the clinic for, and there are things that you don't have to go into the clinic for. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the things that, that the pandemic has really brought out is the availability of remote service, whether it be telemedicine or anything else
right.
that you need to do. So that is available as well.
Yes.
What else? Anything about age-friendly Northfield you'd like to bring up before we get into a couple of county things?
Sure. So there's different things that this committee works on from housing to accessibility to public bathrooms,
mm-hmm.
you know, when benches on streets, are they age friendly? Do they have arms on them? Older folk need arms to help get them up. So there's transportation. You know, it's an important piece. As we get older, many of us are not going to be able to drive. So how do they get around? There's programs out there. Some of those programs are in the resource guide. But, you know, there's the taxi company, there's the bus transit, there's other programs available. We want to make sure that public transit is available and works for age-friendly people. So that's one of the domains that we work on.
All right. If somebody would like to get involved in the age-friendly Northfield to help guide, you know, our policies and such going forward, do they just check out the website?
They can check out, yep, the age-friendly website, age-friendly Northfield, and they could give us a call and come join us at a meeting.
All right. Once again, Galen Mollick is with us from Age Friendly Northfield. We're going to switch gears, and while Galen puts on his other hat,
right, yes,
County Commissioner hat, I want to have while we have you in here just a couple of questions. You know, we've talked about the new Rice County Jail,
right?
And that is going to be built, and everything's kind of moving forward with that. One of the pieces, though, is the financing portion of it. Last we heard, Rice County Board had done the preliminary work on putting a sales tax in. Now it's got to be approved by the legislature.
Correct.
Where is that at
sure.
at this point?
Sure. So that's still at the legislature to get approval. If the legislature approves it, then it would come back to the voters of Rice County to approve it in November.
Mm-hmm.
So if they voted... if they vote and it passes, sales tax would cover the payment, the bond payments for the jail. If they don't vote for it, then it would go on property taxes.
And the property tax, for those of you who haven't made the link yet, property taxes is all on you and me. But the sales tax involves everybody visiting into Rice County.
Correct.
So if somebody comes down from the metro area for a baseball tournament, or if they just do some visiting in Northfield or Faribault or go to one of our parks, anytime they buy anything, that they're going to help out with the cost of this as well.
Correct. If it's taxable items, and we know clothing and food are not taxable.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of other things that are. So, you know, if they stop at Menards, stop at Target, and they buy taxable items, there's going to be a 3/4% sales tax that would go towards the jail.
You know, I kind of had the impression that you send that up to the legislature and it's a rubber stamp and boom, you get it back and put it on the ballot. Is that the case? Do they vet these out pretty well? Is there any concerns that maybe the legislature won't approve this, putting it on the ballot?
You know, there's always the unknown. You never know if what the legislature is going to do, especially when it comes to last minute finagling up the Capitol. So we're not really sure until we know whether it came through or not.
You know, the legislature is also trying to figure out what to do with $10 billion in overruns this
Correct.
Year. Their revenue, they're going to have the big surplus. I'm sure just about every government agency has their ideas on how that money could be spent. Is Rice County looking into?
I was at the Capitol yesterday.
I kind of thought you might be.
Chasing down state senators. So, on lots of things. Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is just my own personal opinion, and certainly
that
not.
That microphone's kind of wandering away from you.
There you go.
Certainly, got too tight of springs.
Yep. You know, certainly not reflective of my fellow commissioners. This is just my opinion. You know, yes, give some back, but you got to, as a legislature, realize a year or two or three down the road, we could be in a complete different situation where we're in a negative financial situation. So don't give away too much of the money. You know, by law, they have to put money away for the rainy day fund. But I think they need to look at holding on to a little bit more above and beyond that. Anything that money gets spent on is one-time funding. And so basically, you know, housing, we have issues with housing throughout Minnesota and the United States. Certainly they need to put some one-time money. Mental health is another situation where some of the money could go towards mental health, and improving the mental health situation in the state of Minnesota.
Gayla Malika is our guest today. Once again, we're talking to County Commissioner Malika as opposed to a member of the age-friendly Northfield group. But from the county commissioner's standpoint, we are just about done with winter and into road construction season.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We've got, and Rice County does have some pretty major projects coming up this summer.
Right.
Let's remind people again of what's going on. I think the Highway 19 and Interstate 35 intersection, will that be under construction this year?
That will not be under construction this year. MnDOT is still working on the Highway 19 repavement from Northfield to the interstate.
Okay.
They're still working on the roundabout at the interstate. So it may be a year or two. I think 2024 is when the Millen overlay from Northfield to 35W is going to take place. So they've been holding meetings with the city of Northfield, various stakeholders, businesses, so on and so forth. They've been holding meetings with the county on transportation needs from, you know, the city line of Northfield out to the interstate. Then the roundabout, the county and the state have been working on that together.
Okay, what projects are going forward this year?
Sure. There are two major projects that I'm aware of. Baseline Road, which is on the east side of 35W, mm-hmm. between County Road 8 and County Road 1, will be taking place this year. That's the last piece from Faribault all the way up to County Road 1.
Mm-hmm.
The county has been... has the whole west side of Bagley Avenue has been done. Now we're focusing on the east side for transportation needs, business needs, of repaving, rebuilding and repaving mm-hmm. to a 10-ton road situation.
Right.
320th Street, which starts in Waterford Township, the old Waterford Meat Market, and it goes all the way west to... Hazelwood Avenue, which runs on the east side of 35 going north.
Mm-hmm.
We have a joint project with Dakota County to finish paving it all the way out to the frontage road along the interstate.
Hmm.
So Dakota County has the majority of it. Rice County has about 3/4 of a mile, and we're just doing a joint project that will be, that will take place this year. And then there's one more quick access to get out and go north.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Galen, we're out of time. Thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated.
Absolutely.
I wish you the best of luck with your age-friendly Northfield committee, and also
absolutely. Thank you.
Of course, the Rice County.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Jeff.
Galen Mollica. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.